My name is Umi Mahfouza Ali Hamid. I'm a Zanzibari. I was born 48 years ago, and I'm a culturalist, a poet, and a journalist, and most of all, a mother. To me, the day I bore my first child was the most memorable day of my life. I gave birth to my son at Ocean Road Hospital in Dar es Salaam. But my grandmother was there. God bless her soul. Unfortunately, no one told me about anything about what to expect during the childbirth. It is known in Swahili as uchungu. Uchungu means pain. So this pain, which doesn't even have a name, it is called uchungu. Uchungu can be any pain. If you hit me, I will feel uchungu. If I'm in emotionally disturbed, we call it I feel uchungu. If I am in labor, I feel uchungu. So it has no particular name. I mean, the pains of childbirth have no particular name. They are called uchungu. So I didn't know what to expect. So what I was always expecting the worst, because everybody was saying, oh, it is painful, but no one could exactly tell me what to expect or how it was going to be. So whenever I felt this pain, I was expecting more and more and more. But I was not afraid of it. I didn't feel afraid, or I didn't feel that, I don't know, I'm going to die. I never had those feelings. What I knew that I would reap the fruits of this labor. I still can recall and recapture the bitter sweetness of that day, the bitterness of the childbirth, the bitterness of the pangs, but the sweetness of the sleep which came after every pang of pain. The minute these contractions stopped, I would get a sleep I have never experienced again in my life. It was as if angels were sending me to sleep. The minute the contraction ceased, I went right off to sleep. And then, as if from far away, from a dreamland, I felt that I was dreaming, but the dreams were painful with the contractions coming again. And I bore this for 7 solid hours, bittersweetness, pain and pleasure of the sleep, and until the last minute when I bore my first child, 4.5 kilo baby boy. And the joy that I experienced when I held him for the first time in my hands, and I felt, now I am ready to die. I am now complete. I have fulfilled all my obligation in this world. I was born, I was married, now I've got a child, I'm just waiting to die. So to me, that day, 20th March 1970, was the most memorable day of my life. And that first pangs of childbirth, my first child, made me become afraid during my second pregnancy. In my second pregnancy, there was nothing unique. It was only fear, because I was thinking, now I'm going all over that process again, because I knew what to expect. But in the first instant, I didn't know what to expect, and for that, it was unique.